What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, it's another week. We are back.
By popular demand.
Yeah. I'm here with your host, Spico's Delicious. Yeah. So today's show is going to be based on the big lie. So that's what we're going to be diving into. The big lie.
Nothing small here.
Nothing small.
When you lie, you must go big. Go big or go home.
Okay. Yeah. So you heard it from Spico's Delicious right there. It wasn't Fearless Eagle. So we're going to be revealing some of Spico's Delicious' big lies. Some of the things that he hasn't told us. That's what we're going to be diving into. But yeah, before we even dive into that, do let us know how you're doing. Send us a DM message. Contact us, get hold of us however you can, via WhatsApp, Facebook, do the most. And yeah, before we even get into the whole topic and see what's cooking in there, we want to give you a track right here on What's the Topic, how we do it. Here's a track by Papa Sun, and the track's name is Right Track.
Shine. Boy, you know, he said that you're living in a serious time. Me nah go up in a company where you'll be full of fools and blinds. They know the light I go shine. Boy, you know, he said that you're living in a perilous time. Last word say we up in full of charity. We can't add to the words of the prophecy. We stand firm in the faith of Christianity. We teach me you up in first past the Trinity. But you just don't have the capability. That evil life now nah, they can separate me. We touch trouble, you have to ask the authority. The land I know you to the children of his family. So he's happy to face for immorality. You can't dig in on me fetching your pornography. Say man a Christian, you know, see me no 23. Me and my wife and me now commit adultery. Me now go in a company where you only have a fools and dimes. We know the lights are gonna shine. Why you know see that you're living in a serious time. Me now go in a company where you only have a fools and dimes. They know me light a go shine. Why you know see say that you're living in a serious time. Them give you cocaine for send you go to cemetery. Them give you money to advance prosperity. You drive a Lexus so you feel like you are so money. So you're in a prison and I wonder where you should have been. But in a good see your banner turn a company. Like the good and the bad and the ugly. You must walk with like an security. The name's surely goodness and mercy. I got me dirt so me can't let me go free. Me see what when me talk me no junkie. Cause Ephesians 3:20 tells me no one's a him that is able to do exceeding the what's a me. Me nah go ah. In a company where you only have a food and drive. They know me light I go shine. Why you know this that you live in a serious time. Me nah go ah. In a company where you only have a food and drive. They know me light I go shine. Why you know this that you live in a serious time. Somebody might stick it, don't put it in the middle of the version. Come again, but I'm the first song, but I'm the fight is the vacation we need. So give it a kid. Who puts something on the place, so yes indeed. Tell me you have a benefit. When blind, I lead blind to the precipice. Well, that's a Satan design, me no to it. I just cry from me mind, me no prejudice. But me is a specialist, yeah, who gonna take this? Because me represent the father as a witness. And whatever the problem is, him will fix it. It no matter if I build or sickness, it goes like a sandwich biscuit, hear me. Or you feel lead when you just got it clearly. No ease in my life be cheery. Nobody fear me, not hear me. Yo, me know why you come near me. Me nah in a company where you only have a boots and blinds. They know me light I go shine. Why you know thinking that you're living in a perilous time. Me nah go ahead. In a company where you only fall of boots and blinds. They know your light I go shine. Why you know thinking that you're living in a serious time.
Choices you made, did you make them again, again, again?
Like what you're listening to? Of course you
of
do.
Course you of course you do.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us.
Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, we back, huh? If you didn't enjoy that track, I don't know what's wrong with you. Yeah.
You're on the wrong track.
Yeah, you are definitely on the wrong track, yeah, if you didn't enjoy that track. But yeah, let's dive back into this. Let's dive into the topic itself, the big lie, yeah? Speak about Lukolo's lies.
Who's that now?
Yeah, you know, if you don't know who's Lukolo, go and find out. Yeah, who's that, man? Who's that?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, okay, so the big lie now. We're going to be looking at seven commandments that every single, you know, your politicians, presidents, let's just say, yeah, your media, your news media, the every influencers that are out there, you know, that control the masses, you know, that, yeah, you know, get the stuff out there. So the seven commandments that are used to create fake news. So whatever news that you get out there, whether it's from your ordinary people or your big shots, yeah, as long as it's fake news, they use the seven commandments. So that's what we're going to be taking a look at. And yeah, just a quick history, you know, looking at your whole seven commandments, where they actually came from. In your 1970s, going back, you know, when there used to be your wars and all those stuff, there was your propaganda and all those different things that used to go out there. And one of the things that was a big problem was this whole, you know, situations of fake news and, like, yeah, whether it's your Russia, whatever country you in, like, there's fake news that goes out.
Like SA.
And, yeah, so back then, when you look at your Russia, our well-known president or prime minister, as you wanna, you know, mention him or call him, Vladimir Putin. Now back then he was part of the KGB, and he was a KGB officer in your 1975. And his role when he was part of the KGB, he actually was supposed to, you know, study how the masses think, you know, how the masses do things.
Okay,
and
then
his role was to create fake news, get it out there to the masses, and see how they respond. So that is what he was responsible for.
And
based on how they respond, he was supposed to obviously come up with strategies and all the stuff. So your whole seven commandments, they actually came from him. That's where they came from. They came from him, and he obviously had a motive of why he was doing this. Russia allowed him to do it because of their own reasons that they had, which was obviously concerning the nation and how the people react. Now, when they dived into his motive and why he was doing it to see how he can actually conquer other nations. Because when you look at Russia as an individual country, Russia is small compared to other, you know, populations like your USA and all the stuff when they united.
Russia is big, bro.
Yeah, no, but population-wise, if they had to go against America, they wouldn't be able to win, because when you look at America, America has other countries attached to them. So if they had to go to war, they would lose, because America would have other countries that are gonna be attached to them, and they would go to, for example, fight a war. They wouldn't.
It wouldn't
be just America. It would be America plus other countries.
You don't think Russia has allies?
They do, but back in their time when Putin was doing this, it was a separate situation where Russia was, they didn't have a lot of allies. In numbers, they were actually smaller. So if they had to go to war, they would lose. That's literally the position that they were in. So now Putin was looking at this whole situation of fake news. How can he use that whole, you know, seven commandments to break other nations apart? That's literally what he was examining, and those were his motives. His motive was, how can I get America and the other allies to start fighting? And then they must obviously become enemies. Mm-hmm. Then we come into the picture and we're able now to fight America alone and mm-hmm. conquer them, fight this other country that was attached to America alone and conquer them. So that's literally what he was looking at.
And those were divide his and motives. Conquer.
Pink. Yeah, divide and conquer. That's literally what he was looking at. Those were his motives. So now, studying all of these different things, he came up with 7 commandments, fake news. Now, the first one is being find a crack. So
what?
The first commandment is find a crack. So looking at that whole situation of finding a crack, whether it's a nation, a society, which when you look at it in our time, it actually happens, where they would look at a society, for example, and they'll find a crack within the society, where, you know, the cracks within the society is that they affect also the society without the society realizing. So here there's a crack. The societies are not focused
like
on
looking
that.
At basic situations that are like, you know, hindering the growth of the thing, and then they use it to their advantage to manipulate.
So that's literally what there was commandment number one. He was like, when you want to go within a society or a nation and you want to, you know, get fake news out there, look at the cracks within the society or the nation and use those cracks. So that was his commandment number one. And then you take that crack and now build it on commandment number two, which is now create a big lie. So that is his commandment number two. So now you see the cracks, you take them, now you create a big lie.
So you cause hysteria.
Okay. So that is his second commandment, which now leads to the third commandment. So now you take that crack, you create a big lie, and then you wrap it around a form of truth. So there's something that's true within the nation or the society or, you know, wherever the location is. There's something that's true. But now you take this big lie, take the cracks, you connect them to this small, you know, truth that's there that people actually they are aware of and they focused on. So, like, if we had to take it to I'll take, for example, one of the examples that they use from the New York Times, because I was actually looking at a video from the New York Times that they published back then, a while back. They actually published it and basically, you know, revealing the whole 7 commandments and all the stuff. And they were touching on the fact that a lot of people, they're not aware of this. Even though your big shots, they're actually revealing these things. They'll put it in their faces, but not a lot of people focus on these things or they're aware of it. Okay. It's like, that everyday life where you're living and you see information, move on. So that's what they were touching on. And when I was looking at that video, one of the examples they used was the whole COVID situation. They were like, with the whole COVID situation, there were obviously cracks, and there was the form of truth was there was a sickness that was a threat, but there were cracks within, you know, the whole situation where now they created a big lie out of the small truth that they found create a whole, you know, big scene and all those different things. And that whole big lie, they created a big lie which it wasn't too big for people to deny, but at the same time, when people look at it, you see, where they would look at it, they would be like, they're actually telling the truth, and they go for it. So that's literally what they did. Even with the whole COVID situation, they did the same thing. And your commandment number four was conceal your hands. So what?
Conceal your hands.
Yeah. So you find the cracks, you create a big lie, connect it to a bit of truth there. After that, conceal your hands. We don't know nothing. So that's literally what they do. And the reason why they do it is because if anything comes back, they'll jump to commandment number 6. But before I get there, obviously, we still have commandment number 5. So, they'll conceal their hands in case things go wrong. And then, so that's obviously to cover up their tracks and all those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, commandment number six is they find a useful idiot.
They find a useful idiot.
Mm. So now, within societies or within nations. So let's take, for example,
like within, or something, I would say.
Let's take within a nation. Now, within a nation, okay, let's take it back to home. Now, within South Africa itself, you know, we have your political parties.
Mm.
We have all these different people of influence. Now, if we had to go towards the political parties, there's one individual that we know that has a reputation of making a fool of themselves, but at the same time speaking a bit of truth. Or let me say, let me not say a bit of truth. They have a reputation of making a fool of themselves, but also speaking truth at the same time. Where people can be mad at this person, but the next time this person speaks, everyone's happy with them. Which,
who's that person?
When you look at it, the way you're smiling is like you already know who's coming. Julius Malema. Now, if we look at Julius himself, there's times where he will go in public and make a fool of himself. And people, they know, he's speaking complete garbage.
Mm.
And he would look like a fool. But at the same time, there's times where he will go out there and he will speak. And what he speaks is actually the truth. And when people sit down, they examine the whole situation, they see he's speaking the truth. He's actually speaking the truth. So that's just one example. Now, what they do is they'll go within different nations. They look at a person who has influence, and they will use that person. So obviously to them is to accomplish what they want.
Mm.
But they see, okay, this person has influence with specific people or with this crowd or, you know, maybe with the nation. And they'll use that person. And to them, that person is the idiot that they're using to get their missions accomplished. So that's what they do. So commandment number five for them is find a useful idiot that you can actually use to complete
but
your
then
assignment.
Don't you think that Malema's like, I wouldn't put him in that context. Because
you
I
know,
think
a lot of things.
Especially when I'm like, because I don't think he's more, he's like a rebel without a cause. So you can't depend on him. So if ever you want to do something like that, Ramaphosa looks, everything that he, like the way he looks and everything about him is good enough for the people to accept. And when he messes up, people are also like, this guy, what's he doing? You know, but they also, it doesn't like hinder your plan. Like if you actually planning on taking all the work and you have a person like Ramaphosa on thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Malema's more of a loose cannon, so I don't think you can.
Now, have you sat down and asked yourself why?
Why what?
The way he is, you know. Okay, let me. Let me say reputation. The reputation that he has.
Who?
In terms of how people view him.
Who?
When you look at Malema, for example.
Okay.
When he goes in public, the person who he is. Have you asked yourself why is he like that? Because, for example, if we look at in the past some of the things that he. Let's take, for example...
Shoot the poor.
Okay, let's take, for example, something like that, what you just said. Have you ever
sat
down...
It. I'm just perfect.
No, I'm not, I'm not saying you said it. So, obviously, in the past, we've had incidents like that, where you would say things like that. But now, if you had to go down, you know, to his background and what he does, you know, when he's not in front of the cameras... Most of the time, it's their incense, and the same people that is saying you must shoot is actually the same people that is chilling with. And
yeah,
most of the stuff they is saying,
have
you sat down and asked yourself why is he saying the things they is saying?
Because he wants to kill the poor.
That's not him.
What?
He's bought to say things like that.
Who?
There's people who pay him to say the things they say, and those people who pay him, they have their own motives.
Is this like factual or you just assume?
It's facts. If you want, you can go and do research. Like, actually look what's happening. You'll be able to see.
No, you should give me the thing. Yeah,
yeah, no, I'll do that. But most of the stuff that he says is because he's bought. There's people who pay him to say the things that he say. That's why
I feel that way with the president.
Like, if you sit down and look at most of your people in power, and you... I mean, it's not like we're dumb, you know, we can't connect the dots.
Mm.
If you actually sit down and you take the trouble to actually find out what's happening, you'll be able to see all of these different things. and you'll be able to connect the dots. And there's evidence out there.
Yeah.
The evidence is all out there. Hence why he can come today and say, kill the foreigners following day.
But he's build never the bridge. Kill, he's never said kill the foreigners.
Go see some of his speeches that he has said in
foreigners.
The... In your...
Is it like Africans?
Yeah, there's different words that he uses for them. If you go back and see some of the speeches that he's made, you know, like stadiums, FNB stadiums, stuff like that, in the past, you'll see things like that.
Nah, Malema
and most of the
for
most of them. That, now this is the thing: most of them, you know what happens? The media doesn't put it in our faces.
I mean, you can go watch the whole Rayleon thing if you want, but there's never.
I'm telling you, go back.
I'm
go
telling
back,
you,
sit
well.
Down.
But
sit
we're not
down.
Campaigning for Malema or anything. Let's continue
yeah.
with the laws, yeah.
So, yeah, basically, that's what they do. And, yeah, they'll obviously get someone who's in a position of influence. Mm. And then they'll execute their plan from there. Now, the reason why commandment number 4 and 5 happens is so that commandment number 6
can exist.
Can exist. Mm. Now, commandment number 6 says, deny everything. So, if the truth comes out and the whole big lie and all those things gets exposed, and now they put it's pointing towards, for example, take one recent one that happened, you know, with the whole vaccines. When you look at the whole vaccines and everything that happened, one okay, let's take one area because you had your different vaccines. Now, if you look at Pfizer, the Pfizer vaccines, the company itself denied responsibility for the vaccines. They even put it on their website. Bah! Like they not held, they'll not be held responsible for whatever side effects that the vaccine comes with. Mm. But when we go back to the past, when everything started, it was a separate situation. They were telling us a different story. This whole them denying the vaccine came now when everyone is now seeing, hey man, this thing is actually a problem. The side effects, there's all these different things that they didn't tell us.
Mm.
Or they were telling us, but most of the stuff they were hiding. And when they saw, okay, the masses are now catching up, they now started denying it. That's literally what happens with your fake news. So when the truth now catches up, that's when now commandment number 6 comes into the picture where it's now deny everything. They deny. Why? Because they don't want to be held responsible for anything that happens.
Nope.
Then commandment number 7, play the long game. Now, this is something that Putin executed well, when you look at your Russia and all those guys. Now, Russia has a reputation for creating a problem and then playing the long game, where they will sit down and watch where does it go. Like, how far is this thing going to go and what is it going to lead, what fruits are going to come out of there and all those things. That's literally the reputation that Russia has, and it all came from Putin when he was doing all of these different things. And when you actually sit down, this is what most of the time happens. Mm. You know, your news, your media, you know, your big shots, they'll create a fake news, throw it out there, and then they'll sit down and watch how long is this thing gonna stay in the sky. And it's that thing where if you have most of the people speaking a lie, you know, speaking a lie most of the times, It gets to a point where people, they start believing the lie.
Mm.
They actually start believing the lie. And that's literally what most of the times your whole fake, the motives of the fake news is. You know, it's for people to believe it and then see how long they're going to believe it for. And then that's where now they'll come with their different strategies and, you know, other ulterior motives and all those things. But that's literally the 7 commandments of creating fake news. And most people, they actually not aware of this thing. Where, when you look at your, I mean, there's times where I've sat down in the past and like they'll cook a story there, and me, I'll like read it, you know, check what's happening. They say this, and in my head, I'm thinking, sure, tactic most. And then when you do research and you go and check what's happening, and you know, if you have people who are actually in that specific location, you ask them, hey, I hear this, what's happening there? Person tells you this is a different story. Like, they, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Whatever that you're saying.
That's true, because I believe. And it's the same as whenever sometimes, you know, statistics get published, like, on public platforms and all these things. And you find that maybe you, you're in that similar situation that they might be talking about.
Yeah.
And then you're like, how is it that in my, like, you know how with the coronavirus, né?
Yeah.
Most of us, like where I live, there's no one needs to wear masks most of the time.
Yeah.
And then obviously people are like, how come there's no one that we know, especially the older people, that how come none of them have passed away because haven't contracted the virus at least?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you question yourself and they tell you that these numbers are going up.
They keep increasing. Yeah.
And you wonder, like, okay, where are they counting these things?
Yeah.
How are they counting? How are they evaluating everything? Mm. But yeah, I know, man. It's like there's fake lies, bro. Yeah. I mean, fake news, not fake lies.
Yeah. Hey, these things are out there, man. Yeah, these things are out there. And yeah, even this thing, like, when you look at the whole playbook. The old playbook, Vladimir Putin, you know, he created it for back then, you know, for Russia.
Mm.
Created it for Russia to use it back then. But the crazy thing is, even up to today, they still use it. They actually still use it.
I can't change the winning formula, right?
Hey!
Yeah.
They still use it, and they use it on different nations. I know the New York Times, you know, that video that they released, exposing all of these seven commandments and all the stuff. They even got to a point where on live on air, they asked one of the guys, have you guys used this to manipulate other countries' elections?
Mm.
And the guy, you know, he didn't want to answer that question.
Yeah.
Then they went to Russia's, they went to Russia's history, where they now expose Russia's history. Russia has a history for manipulating other countries' elections without even getting, you know, news out there to the masses and all those stuff.
But I feel like each and every... Well, it's used in all the countries because it's propaganda, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
that's what I thought of also,
just direct and you mislead people and then, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, the same way, man. You know, we're talking about it with the guys here, the production team.
Mm.
So, we were saying how crazy it is that just a month ago, we were having a whole lot of load shedding problems, right?
Yeah.
And when people started, like, fighting and, you know, protesting and whatnot, the president decided to give people the money, is that 350 grand.
Yeah.
And just as soon as he did that, people started relaxing again. Like, oh, at least we don't have electricity, but we have money.
Yeah.
You know? And then fast forward now, there's no longer load shedding as frequently as it used to be. And people are no longer getting their monies. You know? So eventually, and then there's going to be something else to cover that up. You know, once people stand up again, we're going to go back into the same cycle again.
Yeah. It's like that constant loop
of
this happens, okay, throw that. Mm. That happens, okay, throw this in their faces.
Exactly.
That happens. Yeah, yeah. And most of the times it's because people, they don't sit down and actually look at things like this.
Mm.
You know, things like, the seven commandments of making fake news, where, I mean, I'm telling you, if most of the people, they get exposed to these things, you'd sit down there and actually, you know, examine most of the stuff that they throw in your face.
Yeah, but it's the thing, man, you know, we have a lot of things that are, like, occupying us, you know, like, you find, when you're on your own, in your own, like, free time, it's high chances are you're just going to maybe listen to a new album that just got released, or you'll be on social media, you know. Liking pictures or following threads on Twitter, whatever it is, that's just gonna keep you, you know, zoned out from all the things that are happening in the world.
Yeah, no, like, you know, as an individual, I feel like, you know, even being in that situation. I feel like people were, you know, using these old tactics and all those stuff, people were programming to get into that situation. Because if you in a position where you in your own zone, liking pictures, you know, listening to music and stuff like that, they can get away with a lot of things behind the scene without you noticing. Compared to if you're not in that zone, you know, you as a, for example, a society, you as a society, you're doing things together. So it's going to be harder for them to achieve a lot of things because you guys are united. Where if you're not united, you in your own world, that guy is in his own world, you know, you're doing your own things. Mm. Automatically, you're not united. You both in your own world. So me, I can get away with things while you guys are in your own world. I'm getting away with things that you won't even notice. You'll notice when I'm done. Yeah, and then when you notice, there I am, commandment number 6. I'm denying, Baba. Deny everything. You
know, it's like it's like whenever, let's say there's like a teacher strike, for example. You know? Mm. And then instead of all the teachers, because if I'm striking and I'm as a teacher, meaning I'm striking for the same, like I'm protesting for your, you also benefit from what I'm gonna, you know, get. So then you'll find there's teachers that are gonna go to work instead of, you know, staying away from work because we're protesting in solidarity. So then others won't do that, others will, and then the teachers that didn't go or that didn't partake in the protest will probably be like, I don't know why they're doing this, there's better ways, what. You see, so then there's already a divide. So if me as a person, as like the law and order, I look at it and I'm like, okay, these ones are fighting, let me talk to these ones that are not protesting against me and give them incentives, then they're going to fight amongst each other. They'll forget about me. You understand? So that's just the way it is, man. It's always going to be a matter of divide and conquer.
Yeah.
I think that's the one strategy that's been like used all over different, and over again.
No, that's true. In 2008, in the USA, this is where they were examining this whole, you know, 7 commandments and how it applies even within societies. Where someone put up a even with internet, I feel like with internet, that's where like it went on another scale, eh? Cause when you look at they in 2008, they spoke about the internet, how the internet actually impacted nations and societies. Cause before internet, you needed to be a big shot for you to be live, you know, in other countries, you know, and end up in the newspapers and all those stuff. But now when the internet came in, they attempted with a Facebook post. So someone was experimenting with these 7 commandments where he put a Facebook post for your anti-Islam movement. So someone put a fake news up on Facebook for an anti-Islamic movement where everyone who saw that thing that didn't like it, they went and did a protest. The person put the location of everywhere where it's going to happen and all those things.
Yeah.
The people who saw that and they were with that post, they went to the location. They had an anti-Islamic protest board with everything chaotic. And then the same person put a second post up, but not with the same account, with a different account, which now that one was the opposite of that whole anti-Islamic movement. And then they found themselves in a position where the cops were in the same location with 2 different groups of protesters, which are now against each other. That's literally what happened. So you had 2 different groups against each other in the same location. Then when they did that whole investigation to see what caused this thing, that's where they found out this is the person who caused this thing, and they put up 2 posts, which now fueled anger in both groups, and then they were both in the same place. Chaos. It's like, some other crazy things that happens here. Some crazy stuff out there.
So do you think there's like a solution to all of this?
I think there is a solution. Obviously before I even mention my side of the solution, looking at it on a society scale or a nation scale, if obviously the nation is focused on their own things or the society is focused on their own things in their own world, they can come up with a solution, but it's not going to be effective. And you always have that problem of fake news going out there, people believing it, other people not believing it. So you'll always have that effect. But for myself, you know, I believe that there is a solution. And for me, the solution is the church. Because if the church wakes up and, you know, rises up, there's a lot of people that are going to be united. That there's a form of unity that's going to come, you know, within societies if the church wakes up and, you know, does the most. There's, yeah, a lot of these issues are going to actually be avoided.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's from my side. I don't know about your side. Yeah, yeah.
Nah, I think it's just going to be the same way.
It's just going to be the same.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bright side, you know. There's a silver lining in sight, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I think we don't, bro.
Yeah, no. Look, yeah, from my side, man, me, I'm saying if the church doesn't wake up, yeah, that statement that you said is going to be true.
Mm.
Where, yeah, we're going to have chaos. It's yeah, basically, we're going to be doomed. Yeah, you know, right, society but that's is not
also, since you're referencing the church, I mean, if it's written in the Book of Revelation that this is coming, basically, we know that that's how it's going down. Mm. So, basically, there is no...
Yeah, no, look. When you look at the Book of Revelation, yes, this is coming, but now that you are aware that this is coming, what choice are you gonna take? What choice are you gonna make?
So okay, you can prevent,
take for example, yeah, no, you can, but it's a choice. It's a choice that you need to make.
So wait,
it's a warning. You know, just like someone comes to you and gives you a warning.
Mm.
So the Book of Revelation is number one, a warning for those who want to, obviously, you know, make sure that their life is right, go to heaven and all those stuff. So that's a warning, you know, for believers. If you are a believer and you're walking the wrong direction, Book of Revelation is a warning for you to say that, hey, this is what's going to happen.
Mm.
So now you have a choice to make. It's either you continue where you're going, because God's not going to force you. It's either you continue walking that direction or you fix. So there's a warning there for the people who need to be warned. It's also information.
So you tell me, so if everyone, let's say we live in this superficial world, whereby everyone was like, okay, you know what, we're deciding today that tomorrow is the last day we've seen. And then follow the path of God, the righteous way.
Yeah.
That way, the whole revelation can be reversed.
So the coming of Christ, obviously, is still going to happen.
So it's still doom.
No. When Jesus comes back, if everyone decides now, we're not going to sin.
Mm.
Jesus is going to come back. But now it's not doom. It's doom for the demons and, you know, for Lucifer. But for the people of God, it's not doomed. Because they now going to start getting their rewards.
Because
when you go within that book, you see there's also rewards coming. It's doomed for those who are not going to be with Christ. But for those who are going to be with Christ, there's other stuff that are also going to come. Which there's rewards involved. So, yeah, there's those that are getting warnings from there. There's those that are also getting information to say, hey, there's actually rewards coming. You know, there's a better way to... There's a better ending, if I can put it that way.
Happily ever after.
So there's two endings, and you choose which ending, which side of the ending do you want to be on. It's either you're going to be on the doomed ending, or you'll be on the other side. So it's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is what it is. So that's what I'm saying, you know, with the church. If the church rises, a lot of these things are going to be sorted. But if, yeah, the church is, you know, sitting down, doing nothing, we're doomed. Okay, not we doomed. Those that don't know better, they are doomed. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like we've been talking a lot. We're going to go into a track, and then after that, we're going to close. Yeah. So, here's a track by Papa San, and the title of the track is Shelly Thunder, the Devil Get Cuff. Enjoy.
Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power that bind him. The devil get cuffed. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get cuffed. Oh, you better know. To the pits of hell, Jesus assign him. Him get cuffed. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. They are a member when the devil did a ride me. Me was a sinner and me peace them deny me. When me a cook man, the devil hypnotize me. And now me see direction now it not surprise me. Cause God never na me ask. Never care for Jesus dead pon the cross. All me a live for is the round of a blast. The power, the big up, give some Santa Claus. In a me head, me hear a voice from the Lord. Pause, you a move too hard, take it easy. And make me bind up the fraud. Never know him would a slap him so hard. The devil get cooked. Oh, you better know. Only good power does bind him. The devil get cooked. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get cooked. Oh, you better know. To the tips of hell, Jesus assign him. Him get cooked. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. Say what? You are my enemy. No bad enemy. Me know say you are what and what and you are who. Me have the remedy. So fear the enemy. Me know say Jesus come and died and live again is true. So born again, me have a brand new character. Watch him and watch me, want to know it's me a actor. The Holy Spirit come and guide him and me doctor. Turning back is not a factor, watch ya. You can't tell me with your money and fame. Been there and done that and win that the game. You can't tell me with your pleasures of sin. That's why this a chorus me sing. The devil get cooked. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power does bind him. The devil get cooked. Oh, you better know. Lick him so I can't find him. Him get cooked. Oh, you better know. To the tips of hell, Jesus assign him. Him get cooked. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. Sometimes a man begin to forget, to forget, to forget. Oh, no. That's not love. Because we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness. Devil and his chickeness. Call me yappy, yappy, me a mother with me prettiness. That's not no happiness. One bag of slackiness. The blood of Jesus moving with godliness. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power that's bind him. The devil get. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get cooked. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. That's for the blood of Jesus. And the Father do that. Holy Ghost non-stop. Hold me, for me, can't stop him get. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get. Oh, you better know. To the tips of hell, Jesus assign him. Him get. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. Him get. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, my man, fearless ego.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you want us to wrap it up, man?
Yeah, so yeah, from my side, like I said, obviously the church needs to rise. Mm. So yeah, if they don't rise, it's doom and gloom. And yeah, I don't know about you, side. Do you have anything?
Nah, it's doom and gloom, bro.
Yeah, it's doom and gloom for those that don't know. If you do know, it's a warning. Say, hey. Get the people out there that don't know and, yeah, help them out right there. So, for myself, I'm going to sign out. I don't know about you, if you have any extra things to say.
Yeah, I want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good evening. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can sleep because you've listened to us, the topic, and share it out there. Peace out and God bless.
Active FM radio has never been better.
I'm coming back to the start where you found me. I'm coming back to your heart. Now I surrender. This is all I can bring. I'm coming back to the dark. Our God is free.
your heart is for us.
Let us go.